afternoon. Thanks for coming back and listening so soon. Bring in the stories of everyday folks while you sit back, relax, have a whisk, coach. Here we go with the Trend Speak podcast, bringing you insight or bringing a laugh. Here's the man who might have a plan. Give it up for your host, Trent Pod Scaland.
Hey, 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 everyone. Happy Monday to you. I hope that, you know what? I hope that you have a great week. And I hope you had a really nice, enjoyable weekend. You know, I went to see Steve Burns. That is, as you would know him, Steve from Blue's Clues. Last week, he came and spoke at the university, and I went to hear him talk. And I kind of feel a little bit similar to the way that he felt while he was on Blue's Clues. He was talking about how even though I was in a studio all by myself, and it was really just me and the camera, I felt like you were there. It was you and me together. You were who I was speaking to. And I guess you could say that's relatable on the podcast. Even though I just sit in a room by myself, talking to a microphone, watching the levels and watching things record on GarageBand, I still feel like I'm talking to you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for showing up every week. Maybe this is your first week here. Maybe this is your only week here. Either way, thanks for tuning in. I do very much appreciate it. Hey, I want to talk this week, a couple of my guests. Unfortunately, I had a couple guests lined up last week. Need to reschedule, and that's okay. We push on, and that's what I always tell people. And so if you want to be a guest, please don't hesitate to reach out. Trent Speaks on Instagram, trentspeaks@gmail.com. I also do speaking engagements. I actually have at least one this summer lined up, if not a couple more coming down the pipe, hopefully. But I always tell people, and I think they feel bad when we have to reschedule, but the podcast is always going to be here. There could be just a sole person listening each week. Let me, for example, only 7 people listened to last week's episode. Listen, that number could be 1, and whether it's that episode or a different episode, and I would still do this thing. Heck, the number could be 0, and I would, let's be honest, I would probably still be talking and doing this thing. Because I enjoy it. This is an outlet for me, as I talked about in the infertility podcast a couple weeks ago. Really good outlet for me. I enjoy doing this type of stuff. I really enjoy the creativity in some of it. If you go back maybe a month or two ago now and listen to those episodes with Kevin Cooney is one of them that I can think of, where I had a lot of fun playing with the editing and the creation of putting that episode together. So, yeah, I enjoy this. But I do want to talk this week. Oh, so anyway, what I was going to say is I always tell people don't feel bad about rescheduling. The podcast isn't going anywhere, and we'll do this whenever it works best for your schedule. But I digress. What I want to talk about this week is about not giving up. And I did a quick scroll of the past 145 episodes, and I'm surprised that there wasn't an episode title. I'm sure I've alluded to this or talked a little bit about it in one episode at least. But I was surprised to see there hasn't been an episode titled that, about not giving up. And there is one thing in particular, and I'll divulge it shortly here, that made me think of this episode, as there usually is, something that triggers the thought of, oh, I should talk about this or that, or I should call the episode whatever it is for that week. But as I started to think through it, I wrote down a few things that not giving up could be related to. So I'd love to give you some examples. And I'm sure that there are things, hopefully as you hear some of these examples, both my personal examples and one that I could think of, maybe it's something I'll talk about, maybe it's not, but I hope that you can kind of relate, connect a little bit, and that a few things come to mind that might ring true for you. You know why my voice just did that weird inflection. Let's try again. Might ring true for you. That sounded a lot better. So, some of you may know, some of you may not, but I've kind of been in this weird turmoil about a month or so after we moved, give or take a week. And to save you the story, the short of it is I needed to find a new position that was in, how do I word it? That was guaranteed to be remote is the best way to put it. And so for the past 5 or 6 months, I've been working with a number of people on finding a new job. And there were stretches of time that I was really starting to lose hope. Stretches of time where I really thought to myself, man, what if I don't find anything? A number of jobs that felt like they could be a good lead and didn't turn out to be anything. Meaning they may not have been posted remotely. Unsurprisingly, because I have experienced this before, which is why it was unsurprising to me, the amount of companies that ghost you, that you submit an application for and you just never hear anything back, which that could be a whole podcast in and of itself. But even though there were times where I felt very discouraged, very disappointed, in the end, as I look back and reflect, I never gave up hope, and I never gave up trust in those that were in my corner and rooting for me. Those that I was continuing to network with and maintain those relationships with. In the end, it all paid off as I start a new position today. That is remote and still with the same company. And I couldn't be more grateful for those that have helped me along through this past 6 months or so. But then as I think about not giving up, I think about other things. I think about experiences I've had with mental health. And I talk about that when I do some of these speaking engagements. And this would have been back in, maybe 2015? Fall of 2015? 16, somewhere around there, where I was at my lowest of lows, and that's no secret. I've talked about it in one of the inaugural episodes of the podcast. But again, look at where I am today. And yeah, I've still ebbed and flowed over the years. I've still been in what feel like really low or really scary moments. And I'm not saying I'm 100% perfect today. That is far from the truth in terms of how I feel in regards to my mental health. But I just think about where I've been and where I am, and it gives me hope for where I could be in the future. Though I don't go to church as often as I should, I have talked about on this podcast that while I recognize everyone believes in something different, I am a believer of God. And so it's not lost on me that it's not just that things are happening, but it's God who, though I may need patience or things may take time, there may be opportunities that come and go, and I really don't get the opportunity to have certain things. I know it's all in God's plan, and He's the one truly at work, knowing something better is coming, or you can get through this, and really continuing to push to not give up. I even think about it in terms of something minuscule. I feel like you have this bigger stuff. I hate the word stuff, but bigger stuff that you're like, man, it tears at you a lot more. And so maybe it's one of those things that's harder to not give up with, but you continue to push through. And there's even more stuff on the micro level, though. And when I think about the micro level, I think about video games, for example. I might get stuck at a really tough part, and it can be very easy to rage quit or to want to give up and just to move on to another game. But it doesn't mean I'm not trying again the next day, or maybe a few hours later, or a few days later. It might take a little bit longer to accomplish than what I want to, but eventually I get through it. Eventually it gets done. So maybe it's your mental health. Maybe it was like me and it's something job related. Maybe it's a relationship that you're trying to save. Maybe it's a video game. Maybe it's, oh no, my flight got canceled. I don't know. I'm just trying to throw out examples like relationships or flights getting, I don't know. My point is, don't give up. Don't lose hope. I've been there. I know what it feels like. But guess what? I've also gotten through it. And I know what it's like on the other side. Don't give up. You'll get there. Keep pushing. You've got this.